everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. That means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere's tire with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, planters and drills, swathers and balers, sprayers and spreaders, trailers, mowers, shop tools, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 240 items without reserves or minimum bids on Wednesday, May 31st, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
All right, welcome back. Sharp losses developed in cattle futures today as weakness continued to quickly develop throughout the complex. Early losses, though, eased slightly in live cattle and feeder cattle markets, pulling markets off of session lows. This allowed for some breathing room later in the day despite the extremely light volume throughout the end of the session. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about a half a cent lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 32 points higher. NASDAQ up 10 points. In live cattle, pressure developed through cattle markets with August through February futures, trading a dollar per hundredweight lower. Losses continued to remain significant, but all were well off of session lows as traders limited losses to nearly half of the earlier pressure seen throughout the morning. In feeder cattle, sharp losses developed across the cattle markets with triple-digit losses. Even though prices backed away from session lows near $4 per hundredweight, the significant pressure put some significant uncertainty into the market and could limit the overall outlook of cattle market support through the next several trading sessions. And in grain futures, they were mostly steady today, recovering from a mild sell-off earlier in the overnight session, but were also unable to mount an offensive either. Caution appears to be the watchword in most markets as investors and traders wait for more news ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Meanwhile, corn prices moved a little higher today, lifting July futures above their 50 and 200-day moving averages. Weed weather continued to provide some support while large crop inventories capped rallies. Soybeans were steady following two-sided trade overnight. July futures, though, held a test of last week's lows early, weighed down by fears of large acreage and global supplies. Wheat prices, though, were narrowly mixed today, trying to hold after a pullback this week. Weather continued to pose a threat to hard red winter wheat on the plains, with rains for the next 2 weeks potentially hurting quality as fields mature and harvest ramps up in Texas. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.